Michigan's Upper Peninsula is my home and Escanaba is my hometown. I'm Craig Warple. Hometown Escanaba connects with the people, activities, and newsmakers of Escanaba and the UP. Join us for more interviews at hometownescanaba.com. Now let's find out what's going on. Ed Legault is the executive director of the Delta County Economic Development Alliance. Always appreciate you coming in. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. Nice snowy morning this morning.
It is. Well, we need to be able to promote winter in the UP, and we hadn't had that this year, so it became very difficult for those that depend on it. The rest of us, we always liked it, but it's good to have winter back.
Yeah. It doesn't take long.
overnight, and it's back, just like that. Certainly, we had the story about the ice rescue out there, so
yeah.
Even though we have snow, even though the temperatures might be a little cooler, to also be very careful, because we're not completely back to normal.
I heard your news broadcast today, and, you know, everyone, that ice fishing is fun, but just be very, very careful.
You presented me with a little bit of night reading, and you just gave it to me like 30 seconds ago, so I do not have kind of a background on this, but it's a big, huge UP State of the Workforce Report. We have one just for the UP.
Yeah, this is from Upper Peninsula Michigan Works, and it really gets into a lot of the things that we talk about throughout the year. Talks about our workforce, talks about initiatives, talks about working together, and, talks about how do we get more people into the workforce? How do we keep more of our young people here, and what some of those initiatives are? And they're all good ones. You know, we have programs that reach down into the 7th and 8th grade to talk to kids about, you know, as an example, the trades and what other occupations are there.
So this was put together by Deb Brunel, who's the Chief Executive Officer of Upper Peninsula Michigan Works.
Correct.
And one of the things that she says is that it's no secret that labor has the upper hand right now, pushing for increased work-life balance, quality benefits, higher pay, and the purpose in their work. And I think that's why there's been focus in the UP, is because we, first of all, have a work ethic.
Right.
Traditionally, and that certainly the balance of work and life is very important to UPers.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, one of the things that we always talk about is, you know, you can work anywhere, but where do you want to live? And that's really our value proposition that we want to present to people that we think either have moved away and might like to move back to the Upper Peninsula, or people that have never lived here but would really enjoy our lifestyle and all the natural beauty of the Upper Peninsula.
There's been in the UP population a contraction in the 25 to 55 year old range. That's kind of right in the middle of the workforce. And when you look at it, there's a bubble in the upper younger ones, so the 20 to 24, and then, of course, from 55 down to 70. But that middle is quite a bit smaller as far as the age group and the population of the UP.
Yeah,
and that can be a concern.
Yeah, well, to me, it's a huge concern, and it kind of falls into, you know, we talk about the missing middle housing.
Mm-hmm.
That age group, what type of housing are they looking for? And we don't have it. That's why we have
to create. Or it's being occupied at the moment.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we have to find places for these people to live that they would be happy with. And just one other thing about population. I was doing some research before the Planning Commission last week. And one of the things that really struck me was the census in Escanaba, as an example. In 1950, there was almost 16,000 people that lived in Escanaba.
Mm-hmm.
How many are there now?
It's about 12,000. And I also said that I guess when I went to school, it was about 12,000 or so. But there were 2,000 more students in the Escanaba High School than there are today.
Yeah, the mix is different, and the mix isn't conducive because, you know, one of the things that we're getting hit twice, we're getting older and there's fewer of us, and that's just not a good mix as we move forward.
when you look at the UP as a whole, it's a little less than 300,000, and that population has been decreasing too, which is ironic considering all the attention the UP has been getting and people liking and coming to the UP to visit. You think that the population would be increasing, but it doesn't seem to be doing that. About out of that, about 136,000 people are actually a part of the job force or the workforce.
Yep. And, you know, part of that probably falls into people that don't want to be part of the workforce, but they, you know, they do jobs on their own. They're not in the equation.
Or their kids and retirees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so with that, and then the other thing, and they do bring it up in there, one of the biggest issues that takes away people from the workforce, and specifically female workers, are the lack of childcare or the expense of childcare, that either my job isn't flexible enough for the hours I need, you know, to watch my kids, or I need to find different type of work. And so it, you know, I think if we can get some of the programs that, you know, we've talked about and supplementing childcare, you know, taking a look at where it's possible, businesses providing their own childcare, definitely would be a huge win for certainly any employees that work for that type of business.
The UP as a whole, right now, when you're talking to those in your field, are we in, I know there's been concern about population growth, but are we in a good position, a concerned position?
I think we're in a concerned position. I think collaboratively our vision on what we need to do to impact it positively is in place. We're, at least we're not all over the board that we're disagreeing with what we should do, but we have to get some of these things in place. How do we sell the area? How do we reach people that don't live here? How do we talk to, we're really, really good with our educational system, and we attract students from all over the place. How do we, they came here for a reason. How do we get with them, find the type of employment they're looking for, or they're going to school for, or they're being trained for, and make sure we have those type of jobs here. So it would be a very easy transition from, let's say, someone going to Northern to, you know, maybe take a job right in Marquette if they would like that, versus having to move to Chicago.
Talking with Narita Hughes at Bay College, the changing population within Bay is much more out of our community.
Yeah.
And how do you keep those people here?
They're
as well?
Doing a great job attracting students. And, you know,
well, we have an area that is cut off from the rest of the country. The lakes tend to do that to us. We have higher energy costs, but the cost of living and doing business here can be lower. So it's kind of a trade-off.
And, you know, that's one of the things that we sometimes struggle with in our message when we talk about our economy. People who have never left, if they compare our economy to 5 years ago, will say, wow, everything's gone up. But if you take a look at how our economy compares to other ones in the United States, we still are very affordable, and especially for young people getting started in their career.
All right. I do see in here, in that packet that you gave me, something talking about a program coming up in April that's called...
Mind Trekkers?
No, I was going to get to Mind Trekkers next. the One UP Forum?
Yep.
What is that?
Basically, what we're looking to do is pull together all the resources for the UP and have collaborative discussions on manufacturing, tourism, all these different opportunities we have for our economy, and have an opportunity to, what are the things that are working? What are other things we could do to enhance the impact of those programs, and share ideas? And so this was something that was pulled together I believe a year or so ago as part of, you know, certainly Michigan Works. I know InvestUP is, you know, a big founder of that.
Who's it aimed at?
It's probably aimed at many different economic development people, our different, you know, city, county administrators, just trying to get everyone on the same page as much as we can. And one thing, you know, I certainly have learned when I took this job, we have a much better opportunity to get things done when it's not just Delta County trying to get something done. When it's the whole UP that's working together for something, we have a much louder voice. And those are the things that are going to help us as we look at state budget and other things like that.
That'll be on Monday, April 22nd. Also in April, on the 11th, is going to be the Mine Trekkers that you referred to and we talked about last time at Bay College.
Yes, and there is a form that's out on the Michigan Works website. I believe I gave you the form, Craig, so if I'm guessing at the date, but I believe you have until, is it March 26th to sign up? Let me see. Well, I was close.
Okay.
March 22nd.
All right.
Once again, the Bay College event is Thursday, April 11th from 9 to 2:30. We're looking at 600 seventh grade students with hand-on exploration for STEM and career opportunities. So our strategy consistently has been, how do we push down more and more information and make our kids aware of different things that might interest them as they move forward through school and education? And then what do they want to do when they become an adult?
I'm still trying to figure that out.
But there is a registration form, and you can go on Michigan Works to do that. They're looking for volunteers, both individuals as well as businesses, to help with any of the experiments or opportunities for our students.
And I see the email here is for mindtrekkers@mtu.edu. Where was the registration online? Did you see that?
Yeah, if you go on the form, it's a form that you can just fill in.
Okay. So I don't have that connection right here then?
No, you probably don't.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. There's a scan me on the poster, so I'm assuming that's where it would go to. We'll try and get that for our news then.
Sounds good.
All right. Anything else, Ed, this morning?
No, just continually plugging away on housing opportunities. We have a lot of interest, both I'm getting, you know, newer entrepreneurs contacting me about wanting to set up a business in Delta County and how do they go about it. And I think a lot of that has to do with many of these different projects that are coming to our downtowns or you know, our cities. And once again, they're going to attract other businesses and, you know, my conversations with them, they're very excited about opportunities within Delta County and the Upper Peninsula.
That's good to hear. Ed Legault is Executive Director of the Delta County Economic Development Alliance. Appreciate your extended time with us today. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thank you for listening. A special thanks to our sponsor, SwedishPimple.com. Check out all of the fishing lures made right here in the Upper Peninsula at SwedishPimple.com. You can continue to follow us at HometownEscanaba.com. We connect with the people, activities, and newsmakers from Escanaba and Michigan's Upper Peninsula.